Okay. So it's mucking about this machine at the moment. There we go. No, we are on. Right, so, yes, we're at Chislehurst County High School, mm-hmm. when you've been talking about the some of the teachers, some of the lessons and so forth.
Until she died in her 70s, always a very clever girl. She was very academic.
Is that Pam Jackson?
Yes. Yeah. A very good friend she was all my life. Lovely.
So you used to be together outside school as well?
Yes. Oh, yes, we lived in the same road. She had a smaller house. And if it was something I was worried about, my homework, I could always go to her and she would say, perfect. I seem to know the answer without thinking about it. Very laid back. Extremely clever. She should really have gone to Oxford. She probably would have done if born. She went in the Wrens, when snatched into the Wren, because that was the senior service and you had to be quite clever to get in.
Mm.
And she was an officer before you knew where you were.
Mm.
Sort of obvious material. She married her husband was Oxford and had to go back and be married, but he was also extremely clever. As a boffin. I did, I was always quite good at art. I found that I was very good at gymnastics and to a certain extent sports. I was good at tennis. I liked tennis and I liked either. I was too quick for everybody. All these great lumbering school girls and I just nipped round them like a demented flea. couldn't get away from me.
Were you in the school team?
Oh yes. Yeah. And we had what we call a six. You had to get 9 terms, for gymnastics, and you got a gym girdle, which I'm very proud of, because I did just manage to get that for you. I loved it. Anything like shinning up the ropes.
On beams, did you? And
oh, yes.
You could do all that.
Yeah, all that kind of thing.
Balancing and
yeah.
vaulting.
And that's why I like doing these always, because I was always to be found in the garden, as my mother said. Wherever I come out, you're never on your feet or your hands, walking around the garden on your hands. Bend myself in the most. Hence, I think there's maybe some reason why I may have had problems later with my back. They did warn me at school not to push it too far. Feet under my chin, bent over. And you do yourself an injury. It didn't hurt me at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just perfectly like a piece of India rubber.
So what were the main sort of inter-school rivalries? What were the teams you used to have to play?
Oh, other schools today, yes.
Was there a particular school that you had?
Dartford, I think. And I really did enjoy that.
Bit rough.
I nearly lost a tooth with that, from hitting with a hockey stick. And it's not a good game for girls, I don't think, because it made them round-shouldered, and you're pushing each other's shins. We had shin pads on. I didn't like it. And then in the end, they used to tell me to go and dribble in the corner on my own.
Disadvantage being short playing hockey, I think.
It was. Because it all came down on you like a herd of buffaloes, you know. They did play lacrosse, but I didn't play that. And cricket I liked, and tennis I liked. And
were these all, did these tend to be after school activities?
No, they were set afternoons for games, which I loved.
Mm.
Yeah, I really loved it, being out in the air, and it gives me no end. And we'd go out on organised rambles sometimes too.
What were the school hours then?
Four.
Mm-hmm. With an hour for lunch, presumably.
Yes. Yeah.
A couple of breaks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And we got a school bus to come for us.
Okay, this machine is telling me my storage is almost full, so I need to do something about this, otherwise we won't be able to record this. So we'll probably have to finish it there for the moment.
Mm-hmm.